You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, put on your big boy pants and your big girl panties if you're a female, a woman, or pants if you're a male. That's right, two genders only. There's only two, not alphabet soup. All right, we were talking about the Trinity, God's Holy Spirit, and this is something that is completely misunderstood by the vast majority of Christians, and there's two definitions of the Trinity, three in one, and three is three, and you know, both are false. The early church talked about didn't believe in a Trinity. It wasn't until the Council of Nicaea that they adopted one. The problem with the Trinity is if you believe in the Catholic version of the Trinity, three is three, three deities, then the Holy Spirit is God, or Jesus' Father, not God. And if you believe in the Pentecostal, the Apostolic Trinity, one is three, then Jesus is his own Father. He was only one-third dead. He resurrected himself, and a whole host of other problems that come from that. So what's the Bible actually say? We read the verse, but let's pick it up again. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born shall be called the Son of God." So here you have it. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. If there's a Trinity, and you believe in the Catholic Trinity, then you have the Holy Spirit as Jesus' Father. If you believe in the Apostolic version of the Trinity, then you have himself, because all three are one, or one is all three, then he is his own Father. Talk about inbred mismatch that's completely misunderstandable. If the Holy Spirit is the third God, he would be Jesus' Father. It just doesn't fly, folks. This is going to be offensive to some people, but put on your big boy and big girl panties and hang in there. Go and look what your own Bible says. Don't believe me, and certainly don't believe the preachers out there and the theologians. Believe what God says. In 1 Samuel 6:13, God gave his Holy Spirit to righteous people in the Old Testament. God gave his Holy Spirit. It's something that belongs to God. Ezekiel 36:27, someone who has God's Spirit will observe his commandments. Folks, if God has given you his Holy Spirit, you will observe his commandments. In Luke 11:9-13, we can ask God for his Holy Spirit, not a his Holy Spirit. We're going to continue this. The list goes on and on.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.